And I am delighted to be joined on the line by Director of Corporate Resources, Jacqueline Van Melotz.
Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me.
It's great to speak to you. Glad we have got a female from Brentwood Council.
I believe you're very proud of that. Thank you. I'd just like to say, in case my little people or dog make an appearance, they have been kept preoccupied, but you never know, so apologies if anything happens.
No problems at all. And I know I was speaking to Chris Hossack, the leader of Brentwood Council, last week. It was a little joke between myself and Chris, because I normally speak to Chris or Jonathan. I've spoken to quite a few other people, but they've all been men. And I said to him live on air, I said, there are women that work at the council then. And he said, you're absolutely right. Best person for the job, as we all agree on. But I said I would like to, speak to somebody who's a woman for a change from Brentwood Council.
Yes,
here we are. Here come the girls.
Very lucky indeed. No, obviously we've got a number of women, especially, our strategic leadership team. We've got, there's three of us. And we've got many, many, many women that work in our council that do a brilliant job. So we've even got our gender pay gap, actually. We have really good results at Brentwood, so you can, if you're interested, you can find those out on our website as well.
Excellent. I've got dogs in the background. I've got an alarm going off, which is great. I can't do anything about that at the moment, so I do apologise. You're Director of Corporate Resources, so tell us a little bit about how long you've been in the job and what it involves.
My job is very much all about the money. I'm what you call a statutory officer, so I'm a Section 151 officer for Brentwood Council, which, yes, again, looks after the money and makes sure that nothing is happening untoward. My remit involves looking after procurement. It's very much statutory services like procurement, making sure our counter fraud area is functioning, risk, internal audit, obviously finance in itself, looking at our accounts and our budgeting going forward, making sure that we've got the right allocation of budgets and funding available, and then predominantly our revenues and Ben's department as well. I oversee that function.
Spoken to obviously a few people from the council about the grants that have been available for businesses between $10,000 and $25,000, but you've got some other news as well about some other grants available. So can you run through what is available at the moment and who can apply?
So our main scheme, as you know, it kick-started early April. Again, our economic development officers and our revenue and benefits officers have been working really hard trying to get these out to the businesses that very much need the support. I can tell you that we've paid out about 1,076 of 1,263. So that's about 85%. So that scheme is very much still live. And again, offices are working really hard trying to get in touch with those eligible businesses that, again, do need our support. So this is a bit of a plug for the main scheme here. So it's still very much live and people can apply. Mm-hmm. What I have to tell you today is that the government also announced that local councils can enforce a discretionary scheme. So those that weren't able to apply for the main scheme, they probably very much took that on board and realised that there was let's say some loopholes, and so there were people that didn't qualify. So what they've done now, they've given us about 5% of the original scheme. So of the 15 million that we've paid out already, we now have a funding of around 900,000 to award, as I said, a discretionary scheme. That's gone live from the 26th of May, which will close to the 7th of June. We've picked a finite period, obviously, because we have a discretionary amount of money, so we can understand the demand of businesses out there that still need the support. The discretionary scheme is still based on government guidance, so there are still criteria that businesses need to meet. These are slightly relaxed than last time, so businesses need to identify that they've had a significant fall in income or they've got ongoing fixed property costs. There are still the criteria that they need to meet, and the government have also stated priority areas that they would like us to target. So of this scheme, it's predominantly going to be available for businesses that occupy shared office space, regular market traders, bed and breakfasts that normally pay council tax, and charities that would normally qualify for small business rates relief as well. So they are the main priorities that the government would like to, us to prioritise. But however, because of its the discretionary nature, this is where the local authority really can help other businesses, and as I said, even though it's a finite amount of money, we put our application form out as soon as we possibly could, as said, which was on Tuesday, and it is, there is very much an open-ended area, and we are very much encouraging businesses, like all businesses to apply. Well, not all businesses, but all businesses to apply that will meet the, obviously, the relevant criteria, so we can really understand what the demand and the need is out there, and so we can get this support out to businesses that need it.
And this is really important. So if you applied for the grant and you didn't get it, Brentwood Council website, and have a look at this new grant system, and obviously apply again.
So we, because it is a finite amount of money, we really needed to understand the demand, so therefore we can then apply the local discretion that we've got. I can tell you 58 businesses, as at this morning, have applied already. As I said, once we understand the demand, I said that unfortunately there may still be winners and losers because of the eligible criteria that has been set out, but hopefully where that criteria has widened, we really hope that we can actually reach out to other businesses that didn't qualify for the first round of grants.
The closing date is June. Would you hopefully be getting the money out to people within the next sort of 2 weeks, because you were very quick on the grant scheme to get them out?
So we put a closing date for the 7th of June, so that gives businesses around 2 weeks, obviously, because we had the bank holiday at the beginning of this week. Once we've got the right governance arrangements in place, which again we're working on, we should be in a position to hopefully get paying out these grants from the following week, hopefully from the 8th of June. If you're not sure, we do have a businesses@brentwood.gov.uk address as well, for businesses to reach out to our economic development officers and to go through some of their needs and their support that they need. So
you've got a hardship fund, haven't you?
We do. Again, it was a scheme that the government introduced about a month ago. Brentwood Council was fortunate to receive £345,000 of a pot of £500 million that was distributed to all districts and boroughs. This is a hardship scheme for council tax residents.
Yep.
We're fortunate enough that we was able to allocate recalculate people's bills last Friday. So again, that scheme is very much up and running now, which I can give you all the information today. It's you have to qualify for our council tax reduction scheme. So we already do have a scheme in place already. As I said, and again, all the information is on our website. So if you qualify for the council tax reduction scheme that's already in place, what you're able to receive is an additional £150 off your bill. And again, that, you know, it's in place to, you know, really help those that need the residents that need the support out there. And that's what this hardship fund is intended of. So again, some residents may already subscribe to our emails that we send out weekly via Gov Delivery. Again, there was some information that got sent out through that, again, sort of promoting and advising residents that the support is there. What we've also done is we're sending out an assistant letter of support, again, to those residents that potentially, you know, as you said, might be struggling at the moment. And again, hopefully there's some links on there and there's some other information that they can receive, which they might not have realised that was out there for them. And again, it's encouraging them to get in touch with us to see potentially what arrangements we can put in place or help and support we can provide.
Excellent, that is brilliant. And as Jacqueline said, it will go up on the Phoenix FM website, but do take a look at the Brentwood Council website because all the details will be there. And the final thing we're going to cover today is obviously we're hearing lockdown is starting to ease a little bit, although we won't be sort of dancing in and out and touching stuff in all the shops.
No.
What's the plan is moving forward on Brentwood High Street at the moment? Obviously the other high streets that are, you know, affected by the lockdown.
So some of you may be aware of the very successful Brentwood Open Facebook page. What the council are proposing to do is to build that into a much bigger band. So we've got Brentwood Open, Ingatestone Open, and Shenfield Open as well. And what the team are getting ready and preparing to do at the moment is to roll out posters, distancing pavement stickers and banners, just to build customer confidence in shopping in the borough. And those you can start to see that will be rolling out again from the 8th of June, ready to start the high street's reopening. We've also been discussing with the safety advisory group, meeting with Essex Highways, and again, obviously, just making sure that everything is in place and safe for once the high streets reopen from the 15th.
And also, I think it's a really good opportunity for people to shop local, because I know some of the big centres are going to be open. They will be, without a shadow of a doubt, flooded. And if you go there, you're going to be I can tell you now, you're probably going to be queuing for a very long time.
Of course,
so you can walk to the high street, or you can park locally, support your local high street, because we want to see the high street still there.
We are aware of that, obviously, and again, that's why especially our economic development officers have been brilliant throughout all of this, and they're really trying hard to ensure those safety areas have been put in place, again, to give confidence in our shoppers that they can shop locally. We've also, the team are in the middle of printing out information packs to distribute to retailers as well, which will include like signage and risk assessment forms as well, so that again we can sort of encourage this brand that we're trying to enforce.
And then hopefully before the end of the year, fingers crossed, we might get back to some sort of form of normality. Maybe even a pub might be open somewhere.
Well, we'll see. Wouldn't that be nice? Well,
I mention that every week.
Yeah.
Always with the pubs, Michelle. Always with the pubs.
Yeah. Can I just be really cheeky? Just want to give a shout out to my street, really, and my family, and the Martin family and the Bell family. I just think that the community support, as we've touched on already, is been absolutely phenomenal throughout all of this. And it's been really hard times for a lot of people, and the community support, the hubs, the volunteers and the key workers, it's across the whole borough. I just wanted to give a big personal thank you, really, to everyone that's helped and everyone that's involved.
Brilliant, thank you. And yeah, they have. It's we've got a great Essex. Well, Essex is just such a fantastic place, isn't it, really? I mean, it's the best county in England, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
All right, thank you ever so much, Jacqueline. Talk to you again.
You're
soon
welcome.
And thanks
thank
a lot.
You for having me.
All right,
thank
take
you.
Care. Bye.